Hey friends, thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. This is your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, and I am so grateful that you are joining us on our self-care journey. I want to ask you to remember to make sure that you subscribe so that you're always aware of a new conversation that drops, that you rate us because we want to know how we're doing. Give us 5 stars. And that you leave a review so that other people can know what we're talking about and know why they should join in on the conversation. Thank you so much for your help. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hey friends, it's your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, here with another episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. Didn't podcast last week because, well, finals. Still in that, or school, I should say school. Technically, finals doesn't start until Tuesday. But me finishing up some final work. So I didn't get a chance to podcast because that's a priority in the moment. But I'm here. I'm back this week. And I'm actually excited because this is a topic I thought about for last week. I just didn't get to do it. So I've been able to sit with it a little bit longer and really kind of think about it. And it has made me excited. I didn't even look up any podcast fun facts to share, so I don't have any updated podcast fun facts. Just know that I'm grateful for you all and that you keep listening and that you keep coming back. And fun fact is that I had an idea to do a podcast for years, and about years before I started doing one. And when I finally started this thing in August of 2019, it felt like the worst possible time to start a podcast because I was finishing up school. Where I was getting ready to finish up school. I should say I was getting ready to start my final semester at FAM to graduate. I had 2 jobs, right? I didn't know what the hell I would talk about or if I would have enough content to keep going. I didn't know if I could be consistent enough to keep going. I didn't know that anybody cared about what I had to say in general, let alone about this topic of self-care. And so the fun fact is here we are in December of 2021. And here we are. We're still here. I'm still here. Y'all are still listening. I'm still going. We're still growing. A cool moment this week. I guess I'll call this my podcast fun fact. A friend of mine, Olivia, she got really excited. She sent me a text earlier this week. She's like, oh my God, my friend just shared about your podcast on her page. Completely organic, completely unexpected. But it was a reminder that people are listening. I am having an impact. People do care. And this self-care journey is truly a real ongoing journey and a process of learning and loving and living and doing it all over again. So thank y'all for being here. Y'all are my Christmas gift and I appreciate y'all so very much. So that's that. We're going to jump right into the episode because I don't have a lot of time because I'm still what? Writing papers and finishing up the semester. And I'm going to go to bed tonight, too. I'm going to go to bed early. I fell asleep last night. I felt so bad. I fell asleep talking on the phone to somebody. I don't think I've ever done that in, like, the last... Well, I shouldn't say ever. I don't think I've done that, like, in the last 10 years. Like, actively fell asleep while on the phone with someone. And I was listening, and then I was asleep. And I woke up, and I was like, wait, wasn't I on the phone? And then I slept for 9 hours. I don't know the last time I slept for 9 hours. Sis was clearly tired. And it showed. So I'm going to do my best to go to bed tonight so I don't have those kind of moments again. although that was hilarious. So today's episode. Today in self-care. Make sure that you still want what you said you wanted when you wanted it. Right? So what am I talking about? What the hell am I saying? One of the things that has been kind of prevalent for me in this season, it's really kind of been 2 questions. The first one is it came from understanding that I've gotten everything I've asked for as of late. I truly have gotten pretty much everything I've asked for. But then the question is this what I really wanted? And then that led to another thought and question of, I know I wanted this at one point, but is it still what I want right now? Am I living from old dreams only, or am I allowing myself to take in new information, to take in new life experiences, to take in new people, new places, new things, and dream new dreams? And in dreaming new dreams, am I okay with letting go of some of the old ones? Right? And so in this season of self-reflection, December is definitely a time of deep reflection for me. I do a lot of evaluating of the last year, and then I do some prepping of the year to come. And I think I'll do a replay of the episode next week that deals with that balance of evaluating and then prepping, because I think those things are really significant and important. But also, before you evaluate, before you prep, assess. Are your dreams still your dreams? And have you allowed space for new dreams to be dreamt? So, some examples of that. I have dreamed of owning my own business for years, right? And when I was younger, I wanted it to be like a marketing firm. And I've gone through all these different iterations of what it could be and what it could look like. And then it was like, do I really want to own a business? Like, do I want to be an entrepreneur in that way, or do I just want a job with some stability but a lot of flexibility? Or what is my happy medium? Like, what is it that I want? And yes, I have some entrepreneurial goals, and there are some things I definitely want to do on my own, but I also want to be a university professor, which is not an entrepreneurial job. It's a stable, consistent job. It's not a 9-to-5 though. So it still leaves room for that flexibility. I want to be at a research institution on a tenure track. So there'll be chances to still do research and things of that nature while teaching students. I had that affirmed in me, really super affirmed, I'll say, over the last 2 or 3 weeks, that I really do want to be a professor. I really do want to work with college students and teach. I know I like teaching. I know teaching is at the core of who I am. I know I'll have some level of teaching in everything I do. It's why I coach, because there's an aspect of teaching that comes along with coaching. It's why I've typically worked with children. It's why I do trainings and all of that stuff, because it all allows me to teach. But in my evaluation, in my consideration of where I am, what's important, and where I want to go, I recognize that there are so many formats in which I can teach, and I don't have to hold myself to one dream forever when it comes to teaching. I can allow myself to be open to all the different ways that God presents to me to be a teacher. Family. For years, I said, I want to get married and have kids. Then I came to this realization, I don't know if I want to have kids from my body. I want to raise children. I'm very clear on that. I want to raise children. But I'm not certain that I want to have children from my body, right? Then it was, I don't want to have children from my body. I'm actually very certain of that. But I know that I want to adopt. Wanted to adopt for years. I want to adopt a sibling group. I have like it all planned out. I know when I'm going to start the adoption process. Like, I'm ready. I'm excited. I know that I want to do that. Then it became, I'm not so certain, and I don't want to have children for my body. And not because I had this overwhelming desire to birth children. I think it's a wild, crazy thing that women go through. I think it's beautiful. I love being able to have been a part of so many people's intimate stories around their birthing process and being with their newborns. I love being invited into my friend circle in that way and being able to support my friends as they became mothers the first time or the second time or the third time or whatever. But sometimes you meet someone, and while I still don't want to have children in general. Let me be very clear. I'm not waking up with a burning desire. I'm not counting my biological clock, none of that. I'm like, woo, child. But I do recognize that I could be inspired to parenthood with the right partner in that way. And it was so interesting, because coming to that realization was a lot for me. I was like freaking out. There was a lot of internal dialogue. It was like, what the hell is going on? I was like, am I losing my mind? And then in having some very real conversations with some friends of mine and explaining like what I was going through and what I was thinking, they, one, affirm the fact that I reserve the right to change my mind. I can dream new dreams. And then I can also dream certain dreams that are about me being with specific people and going on specific adventures together. There can be stuff that I'm like, I wouldn't want to do this with anybody else, but I could absolutely do this with you. And I can be open to that and having those moments come upon me and it not causing a freak out, but creating space for me to dream anew. So have you created space for you to dream anew, to have a new desire based on life experience and circumstance again, and just new data, new information? Are you open to starting and restarting and then starting again if you have to? I'm in this season of life right now where I'm really established in certain things. And in so many ways, I'm starting over. And I can be honest and say, it is not what I dreamed. It is not what I dreamed. I couldn't have conceived of it coming together this way. But if I was not open to new dreams being made available to me, I would be missing out on some of the sweetest parts of my life in this season. So, take some time over the next week and think about the dreams that you've been holding on to, the dreams that have been guiding you, the dreams that you've kept locked away, and evaluate if the dreams of yesterday can be or even should be the dreams of tomorrow. It's okay to thank the dreams that you've had for getting you this far and sending them merrily on their way if they're not the dreams you want to dream again. And then, after you do that, create some space to dream anew. What is my dream for right now? What is my dream for this season? What is my dream with these people who are presently in my life for this moment that we have together right now? Because everybody is not forever, but I don't want to miss my micro joy moments. I don't want to miss the beauty of today because I'm waiting on the beauty of tomorrow. Dream new dreams. Assess. Let go. Rebuild. Start anew. Or keep, if it's worthy of being kept. That's all I got this week. Super short, super sweet, but hopefully very, very helpful. So, make sure the dreams that you're holding on to are the dreams of today. You deserve the dreams of today. Because those are the dreams that'll get you to the best and brightest tomorrow where you are living your absolute best life. Do what you need to do to be more than okay. Be well, my loves, as you make it a great day, a great week, a great month, a great rest of 2021 and start to 2022. I love you so very much. And there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. If you're ready to get started on your own self-care journey and you need some help, check out The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care workbook. You can find it on Amazon.com, and we would love for you to have it to help you in your self-care journey. You can also join us on social media. We have a Facebook group, The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. On Twitter, you can find us at Black Girl Self-Care. And on Instagram, we are Black Girl Self-Care Revolution. So come on over and join us online. Keep the conversation going and stick with us in between episodes. Love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. And I just hope that you have an amazing rest of your day, month, week, year, that it is literally you living your best life. So, till next time, be well.